Now the question about should women study scripture when the body is in unclean state? See, studying scripture is a part of the Bhagavat Vidhi. There are two broad modes of purification. There is the Pancharatra Vidhi, which centers on the manifestation of God in His deity form. And there is the Bhagavat Vidhi, which centers on the manifestation of God in the form of sound. Itti murtya vidhanena mantra murtim amurtikam. Mantra murtim. So we normally think of murti as the deity, but mantra murti. Krishna manifests as the mantra also, as manifests as transcendental sound also. So in general, for deity worship, there are certain standards of purity and cleanliness that are required. And those standards should be followed. So there's deity worship as much as possible. It is, if there are alternatives, it should be avoided. But as far as the Bhagavad Gita is concerned in terms of hearing, studying, that is something which can always be done. Because ultimately, you know, the principle of the Bhagavatam is, the principle of Bhakti Yoga is always remember Krishna. So, if we are told we can't do devotional activities at particular times based on the body condition, then how can one always remember Krishna? So, always remember Krishna means that there are certain ways in which we can remember Krishna at all situations. And the Bhagavad Vidhi is a part of that. So, hearing, studying scripture, connecting with Krishna in sound vibration, that can be done in all conditions. And as far as deity worship is concerned, if in the home, no one may cook, if there is some alternative, somebody else can offer the food. But if it is not practical, nowadays most people live in nuclear families. So if there is no alternative, then at that time, one can still do the offering also. The important principle in bhakti is that our connection with Krishna should never be interrupted. And if it can be regulated according to tradition and it can be done, that is perfectly fine. But if not, still our bhakti should always go on. And all the rituals, all the traditions that are there, they are meant to facilitate our connection with Krishna, not obstruct that connection. Okay? You want to add something on this? Any other questions? Yeah.